Wednesday, July 16th. Commemoration of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verses 23 through 31. As the vine, I have brought forth a pleasant odor, and my flowers are the fruit of honor and riches. I am the mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all the grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. For my spirit is sweet above honey, and my inheritance above honey and the honeycomb. My memory is unto everlasting generations. They that eat me shall yet hunger, and they that drink me shall yet thirst. He that hearkeneth to me shall not be confounded, and they that work by me shall not sin. They that explain me shall have life everlasting. Haydock Commentary. As in this reading, Christ likewise declares himself to be the vine and the way and the truth and the life. They that eat me shall yet hunger, and they that drink me shall yet thirst. And though continually eating and drinking, they will never be disgusted. The experience of carnal delights is quite the reverse, so says St. Gregory. The more grace a person has, the more he desireth and receiveth from God. They that explain me shall have life everlasting, provided their lives correspond with this doctrine. No occupation can be more glorious. St. Augustine says, Let thy scriptures be my chaste delights. Let me not be deceived in them, nor deceive others by them. The Gospel from Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the breast that gave thee suck. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Haydock Commentary. Our Savior does not here wish to deny what the woman had said, but rather to confirm it. Indeed, how could he deny, as Calvin impiously maintained, that his mother was blessed? By these words he only wishes to tell his hearers what great advantage they might obtain by attending to his words. For the Blessed Virgin, as St. Augustine says, was more happy in having our Savior in her heart and affections than in having conceived him in her womb. From the Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. Some suppose that the woman here mentioned was St. Martha, or her handmaid St. Marcella. However, had it been Martha, in all probability St. Luke would have said so, since he so frequently in the chapter preceding makes mention of her name. Marcella is said to have incurred the enmity of the scribes because she thus openly spoke in praise of Christ, and to have been condemned by them to death a little after the crucifixion. And there is a tradition that, together with Martha, Mary Magdalene, and Lazarus, she was exposed in an open boat without sails or oars, but that it with its living freight was by the providence of God brought safe to shore at Marseille. Blessed is the womb that bore thee, for it was the abiding place of the Son of God. Hence Methodius says of the Blessed Virgin, Thou didst conceive him who comprehended all things. Thou didst bear him in thy womb, by whose word all things are sustained. For she is the chariot of the true Solomon, of whom it is written, King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love. Canticle of Canticles 3:9. Gregory of Nicomedia calls her the glorious throne and royal chariot on which the incarnate word was carried when he visited the earth. And St. Bernard says, Ignatius, in the many letters which he wrote to the Blessed Virgin, addresses her as Christophora, Christ-bearer, which is indeed a noble title conveying with it infinite honor. For to be the servant of Christ is to be a ruler and prince, and to bear him is to be ennobled, not burdened. And the same writer, commenting on Revelation 12, goes on to say, How great favor hast thou found in the sight of God! How very nigh hast thou been brought to him! He abides in thee, and thou in him. Thou didst provide him a garment, and in turn thou art clothed upon by him. He received of thee the garment of the flesh. He clothed thee with the glory of his majesty. Thou didst clothe the sun with a cloudy covering, and thou thyself art encircled with its splendors. Rightly therefore may we sing of the Mother of our Lord, Thou art the exaltation of Jerusalem, thou art the great glory of Israel, blessed be thou of the Almighty Lord for evermore. Judith 15:9. Hear also the testimony of the fathers. St. Gregory Nazianzen, in his tragedy, The Suffering Christ, writes, O Queen, O Mistress and Blessing of the human race, be ever propitious to us mortal men, and be my safeguard wherever I may dwell. And St. Cyril says, All praise to thee, Holy Mother of God, for thou art this world's pearl and ever-shining light, the crown of virgins and the scepter of the faith. St. John Chrysostom says, Hail, Mother, the throne, the grace, the glory, and the support of our Holy Church. And again, St. Ephrem salutes her as the hope of the fathers, the glory of the prophets, the praise of the apostles, the honor of martyrs, the joy of the saints, and the light of the patriarchs of old. Jesus said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Christ does not say that his mother is not blessed, as Calvin would have us believe, but only that they are more blessed who hear the word of God and keep it, that is, fulfill its precepts. Because to be the mother of God is a grace and free gift of God, but external, and therefore not of necessity acting upon the soul. But to hear and keep the word is an internal grace, finding acceptance in the sight of God. Again, to be the mother of God does not absolutely ensure everlasting happiness, but to keep God's word up to death has the sure promise of eternal life. And further, to be the mother of God is of necessity the blessing of one virgin only, but to hear and keep the word of God, a privilege common to all believers. Christ therefore would encourage the woman who had addressed him, Thou callest my mother blessed, and sorrowest that so great a privilege has not fallen to thy lot, but I offer thee a better and more lasting blessing, if thou wilt hear my word and keep my commandments. For my mother was blessed more because she acknowledged my divinity than because she conceived me in her womb. Nay, more, because had she not recognized the purpose of God and been obedient unto his word, she would have been accounted unworthy to have become the mother of his son. And so St. Augustine says, The near relationship of mother would not have profited Mary had she not conceived Christ in her heart as well as in her womb, for she was more blessed in her faith than in her conception.